You just heard Kevin Powell talk about this in the news. Sports. The sports part of the news. You know what I mean? I love this idea, and I'm trying to find out how we're going to end up in the front row. Our beloved Chicago White Sox, who, as you point out, are going to start playing baseball in just a little over 2 weeks. Homestand's going to start right here, guaranteed right field, and there will be fans in attendance if you count a picture as a fan. Christine O'Reilly is with us from the White Sox, and let's explain how this is going to work. You're looking for fans to send you pictures of themselves, and then for a low, low, low price, you'll put those pictures in seats. Is that how I have it?
That's it. Doesn't that sound fun? Fantastic Spaces is what we're calling it.
I want to be in those seats that you always watch the people's expression on their face when the as you're watching the pitch. Sometimes you get to see things like it's particularly good at Dodger Stadium. I know this is not our stadium, but at Dodger Stadium, because you get to see like Larry King and Mary Hart and all those people walking around and having a conversation, not paying any attention to the game itself. But I like the idea of being right there, like prime viewing. How much are those seats going for? How does this work?
It's all the seats, $49. $49 with all the proceeds benefiting White Sox charities, which makes it even sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Gives fans an opportunity to put their smiling face at the ballpark for not only opening day, but for the two following games. For that first homestand of the very unusual 2020 baseball season.
So this is not for the entire season. This is just going to be for the first opening.
We're going to do it for the first homestand, right.
Yeah. Thinking about maybe extending that, see how it goes and extend that, or is this just a one-time deal?
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. We're hoping to have a sellout for opening day. That's always the goal, but it certainly is the goal with our Fantastic Spaces cutouts.
Oh,
so they're on sale now. Fans can go to whitesox.com/fantasticspaces. You need to have your photo ready when you make your purchase online so that you can upload your photo. And then, yeah, basically we're going to – the photos will be kind of Photoshopped down to life-size kind of – cutouts, so it'll be like from your waist up, and we'll install those in the ballpark in different seating locations in the lower deck, and those fans will be there in spirit on opening day.
I do love the idea of this. Now, I have noticed that there have been other sports internationally that started before we started back up here in the United States, and there were some that tried this. I know that there were some soccer teams in Europe that were doing this.
Yeah, and that's where we found out about it, German soccer team.
Yeah, right. In the Bundesliga, they were doing this. It was very, it was really odd because the pictures were bigger than what the humans would be. And I don't, and so they were like, they were taking up like two spaces, and it was, they were like sort of outsized. And sometimes they were doing it with screens. The whole idea there was if you put up a screen and people could be like zooming the baseball game, they'd be watching and then they would be watching back. It was it's very odd, but people, you try and do anything to make it look visually interesting.
This is why we need baseball to start, so that you can start focusing on real games and not be distracted by the soccer league.
Yes.
But no, we're just really excited about it. And, it's a great opportunity. We're disappointed. Everybody's disappointed that fans can't be there in person for opening day. It's such a tradition for so many fans. And, people are really looking forward to sports where they don't know the outcome of the game until the game is actually over.
Right.
We've all been watching a lot of replays, and so we just think this is a terrific opportunity to create some excitement for our fans. And, we are able to make such a mark on the city through our philanthropy, and our fans really power that with their contributions to White Sox charities. This is just another example that not only is it a kind of a fun and entertaining promotion, but it allows White Sox charities to do some really great work. Here's the response. This is what it's all about. So there was a tweet that was posted earlier today from a guy who said, "I always wanted to take my grandpa to one more game before he passed.
Oh.
Well, this time I'm going to say my grandpa got to go to one more game. We're getting a cutout of him and putting him there. Thank you, White Sox charities, for doing this." So it's like, is that like choke me up when I read it?
But you're going to make us cry. That is, I mean, I'm getting teared up
there's
now
no
by that.
Crying in baseball?
I don't know, Christine. That might not be true. I think I've seen
but
it.
But that's what it's about. You know, how fun that people who have a tradition of going to opening day can buy one of these cutouts and say that their streak is still intact.
Yeah,
you know, so it's just a kind of a fun thing to do to kind of add a little levity to, you know, the fact that we know people are disappointed. We're disappointed we can't be there in person.
So this is going to be in the lower bowl. So when the cameras are moving around like it would a normal baseball game, these will be spread out. But I would imagine from that center field camera, as you're looking over the pitcher toward the catcher, that's probably going to be filled, right, with these, so it looks full?
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, we are still working on where we're obviously going to try to put them in places where we think that the cameras are going to pan.
Right.
You know, this is a whole new world for us. You know, there's fewer cameras, there's restrictions on, you know, how many people can actually be in that seating bowl doing the things we normally do during a regular game. And we've got to make some modifications within the seating areas that are being made to ensure the safety and health of our players and the visiting team as well. So we're kind of waiting for all those plans to be put in place. And then our goal is to place our fans, their cutouts, in the areas that are, you know, closest to the dugout, and yes, in the Wintrust Scout seats right behind home plate there.
Right. All right. Well, it's super cool. And now you made me cry. We laughed.
No,
we cried.
All
in 15 minutes.
That with you. But that's what it's about, and that's, you know, it's like I said, it's fun, and you know, it's.
Okay, so can I put you on hold for just 1 minute here? And I want to come back. I want to ask you what people should be wearing for their pictures.
Oh, okay.
You hold on 1 second for me, because I know I got to check in with Lauren Lapka, who is the number between she and Kevin. I cannot decide who's the better White Sox fan here, but you definitely you've got some fandom here at WGN. So Lauren, that's tell us what's happening on the sky, in the skies, and on the roads, and then we'll come right back to Christina Riley from the White Sox.
There's Chicago in the real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren J. It's Larry Potash and Robin Baumgarten. Get real in the morning with the WGN TV morning news team weekdays 4 to 10.
Just a few more minutes here with Christina Riley from Chicago White Sox. Very, very cool thing is happening here for the White Sox. For $49, you can take a picture of yourself, send it to the White Sox. They will make it into, and there's very specific rules about this, and that's why I wanted to keep her on for just an extra minute here to explain this, about how people can take the picture and what the picture has to look like. But for $49, they will make a cutout of you and put it in the first home stand of the season, which is coming up 2 weeks. 2 weeks from Friday, it's going to really be a very fun. It's a great idea. I know that there are some other stadiums, I think, in the country that are also going to be doing this for baseball. Started in Europe, this idea. It's and it does look super cool. But when people decide, and you did tell the story, the tear jerking story, Christine, about a guy who said, you know, he wanted to take his dad to one more Sox game. The dad passed away, and now he's going to be able to take him to the home opener here by having his picture there, which is really cool. But if people are going to be taking the pictures, what do you need? You need their head and torso?
Yeah, the best thing I can tell people is go to whitesox.com/fantasticfaces, and there's a link on there that's photo tips. And we provide 12 photo tips, everything from, you know, recommendations on the color of your shirt so it doesn't blend in with your background, kind of what the outline of your body. It would be best if you could have somebody take the photo of you and kind of where to frame yourself in the shot, how to hold the camera when you're taking the photo. So all of those tips are at whitesox.com/fantasticfaces. And it's good to know that, because when you place your order, you have to upload your photo at that time. Your order can't be complete unless you upload the photo. And we have a limited number. You know, it takes a lot to produce these and then to install them. So we have a limited number available, and we only are going to be able to sell them for a few more days here. So we encourage fans to take a look, and, you know, I think people can get creative and wear their Sox gear, just like so many fans do when they get dressed up for opening day.
Hey, another question that I think is on the mind of a lot of people. If you have a family, and let's say you have family of four, and you want to do this, spend a couple $100 and you know, give that money to White Sox charity, can you make sure that they're sitting together?
We're going to do that to whatever extent possible. You know, we'll be assigning numbers to the purchases as if they come in. So we'll kind of be able to see that on the orders.
Okay.
When you go onto the form, you can order as many as 6 at a time.
Oh, all right. Okay. So you can do it that way.
So we are going to do everything we can to accommodate those group requests.
Oh, it's such a cool idea.
Doesn't
I'm so
it
happy.
Sound like a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love it. And can you just tell us really quickly what some of the charities are, the White Sox charities?
Yeah, there's so many great organizations across the city that we support. You know, everything from our longstanding support of cancer research and treatment programs at some of the great hospitals across the city. Mercy Home for Boys and Girls.
Oh,
youth guidance with the BAM and WOW program. The Posse Foundation, Emoja, you know, so many organizations doing really great work on youth education. A lot of our funds that we raise through White Sox Charities supports our White Sox ACE program, our Amateur City Elite program, which is our inner city travel baseball program that's had over 200 kids get college scholarships to play baseball. And we've had 26 kids drafted, including Ed Howard, who was just drafted in the first round this year.
Oh, he came out of the ACE program?
Yeah, he was an ACE he's an ACE kid. Yeah,
oh,
Corey Ray a couple of years ago was drafted by the Brewers, was an ACE kid, and we're really proud of the kids that have gone on to, you know, to get college degrees. And really it's a program that not only hones the kids' baseball talent, but it really prepares them for life off the diamond and beyond the diamond. So, you know, everything from all those wonderful agencies, you know, After School Matters and Noble Network Charter Schools, you know, some really amazing organizations doing great work for kids and families in Chicago who just need that lift up.
Yep.
And then our own ACE program. So
that's
with $32 million and counting invested in these organizations across the city since White Sox Charities was established.
That's excellent. All right. Well, you're literally doing God's work now, and it's fun all at the same time. So that's really good. All right, Christine O'Reilly from the Chicago White Sox. And again, if you want to do this, you go to the White Sox website, and there's a link right on the splash page, right, at the White Sox website.
Yeah, or just whitesox.com/fantasticfaces, and they'll take you right to the link, and you'll see all the information and the tips on how to take your photo.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Christine. Appreciate your time.
Bro.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great evening.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. All right. Now, kids, do we have this all figured out, how we're going to work this?
Well, we're going to have to take pictures of ourselves or send in the professional photos, which just won't look natural to what it really looks like when the Rokan shows at a White Sox game.
Right. I think that's what we have to do. I think we got to. All right. So there's 6 of us, and there's 6 of us who would on the show, essentially, right? Between the 4 of us and our 2 producers. So we can get, I'm going to do this. We'll get ourselves all dolled up and put together and get the pictures in, and hopefully they'll put us in the front row. That's my most fervent hope. It'll never happen. You know, it'll never happen, but it would be fun to have them out there for this. Cause those charities that she just mentioned, there's a couple. Mercy Home for Boys is one of the most important in this city. Posse, which is an excellent program that takes inner city kids and makes sure that they get into colleges all over the country. And they service a lot of kids who, you know, maybe wouldn't be good in big programs. They put them in smaller liberal arts colleges and things like that. It's an amazing, amazing program, Posse is. And almost everything she mentioned there is something that is good and working against the violence in this city and trying to get the kids in Chicago that are in the most at-risk neighborhoods a chance to get out of those most at-risk neighborhoods, if it's even just for a couple of hours on a given day in the week so they can go play baseball. So that is a reason to support this particular charity and have fun along with it, you know, because you get to send your picture. And then you watch the games. You're thinking, is that me? Is that me? I think that's me.
We should be like the guys who are in the bleachers who paint their stomach to spell something. Someone's a W and H and I. Figure something out.
Yeah, hold on. We need 6 letters.
Go Sox! !
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I just got to lose my quarantine gut to have the actual
I am definitely not painting myself right now. This is not good. All that exercise and good work I did for the first 2 months, I drank it all off. So that's not going to work.
All right, we can think of something.
Yeah.
We have to be holding a beer. That would only be natural.
That is true.
All right. We're going to get this done. We got to get it in now, apparently. So we have to
Why didn't you just ask her when you had her on the air to put us on?
I did. I was, well, okay. All right, here's what I did. I didn't directly ask her because that would be rude and uncouth. And I don't even know what that means, but my parents told me that word. Or like, don't be uncouth. I don't even know what that means, but I would have been. That's the kind of thing that they meant. So I'm thinking that maybe if we just, I just kept bringing it up. You know, I was like chipping around the edges on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she wasn't taking the bait. She probably gets it on a daily basis for tickets.
There's people already that were trying to big time them. You know?
How you doing? I'm going to be in the front row, right? I'm going to send you a picture. We're going to be in the front row. There's no question about it, right?
So there's, you know, that it's Chicago. You know what's happening.
Yeah.
All right. It's very exciting, though. It is 2 weeks from Friday, right? Is the opening?
2 weeks from Friday.
Is that a 7 o'clock start? Do we even know what time that's at?
Yes. That's a night game.
Against the Twinkies?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a 3-game homestand. I'm very confused by this schedule when it came out. It's very unsettling. That's why I needed you here, Kevin, and let me down.
I'm here now.
All of that.
7:10 first pitch, July 24th.
Okay.
Is the home opener, and then they have two 1:10 starts the following 2 days.
And no one can go. It's just such a weird thing. We've been going to these for the last couple of years. Actually, it's the only one time I was at a Cubs home opener, and I've been to like 6 White Sox home openers. So that just tells you how it's all worked out for me here in my dual fandom, in my bisexuality.
Do you think real fans will be in ballparks by the end of the season if it even happens?
You know, maybe for the World Series. I think that is a possibility.
Which could be here in our own backyard, Cubs White Sox. I mean, that's not completely out of the...
No, it is not out of the realm of possibility, especially in a 60-game season. I think that is a possibility.
The way things are going, Ro, the improbable, it all seems probable at this point.
Yeah.
The Cubs White Sox in the World Series would never happen except during 2020.
Right.
Oh, gosh, which I always said would be World War III.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they'd be good for the city or bad for the city.
I don't know.
Just saying. Have you been to at least one Crosstown Classic?
Oh,
it's already bad in the stands.
Oh, my God. I was at the Crosstown Classic that didn't even count. They used to have it before it even meant anything. It was an exhibition game. It was at the one where Jordan played.
Yes, but I'm saying these days, it's ugly. Remember that video of the women fight that happened last year?
Oh, yes. Well, we saw it live, actually.
And the bodyguards couldn't even take her down. She was like Superwoman.
God, that feels like 10 years ago.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a happy problem to have. Drunks fighting in the stands at a Cubs White Sox World Series. Do you hear yourself? And you're like, I don't know if I want that. I would take anything in 2020. I would love once a night a fight in the stands, which there is anyway. But I would love to have just the idea of that. I mean, if we were talking about things we miss, and that's one of them. So, all right. Oh, and do you know what today is? Today is the 1-year anniversary of the overnight capturing of Chance the Snapper. That happened a year ago. It seems like 40 years ago. We'll talk to Frank Robb on the other side. Alligator Rob. But first, let's check in with Kim Gordon. She's got the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.